the show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Gio, I guess you didn't have any luck. I was telling everybody before the break, Tom Brady may not be the sweet, gorgeous goat of a quarterback that he seems to be. He's a goddamn law violator. He thinks he's above the law, Galvin.
Yeah, well, I mean, you get that much fame and that much money and stuff, you may think you're above the law. What do you do?
I've reached out, but I'm working on it.
All right. Tom Brady was cited last week for practicing in a park when parks are closed right now.
Right.
Public parks due to the COVID-19 have been locked down. And Tom Brady just thought he could saunter into a park and do a one-man workout because that's the kind of guy he is. Well, now we find out that that's not Tom Brady's first offense. He's been in Tampa. He already tried breaking and entering in somebody's house. Tom Brady, yes, that Tom Brady, former New England Patriots quarterback, GOAT, greatest of all time, now Tampa Bay Buccaneer quarterback, and offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich, they were scheduled to have a meeting. Byron Leftwich is our offensive coordinator, former quarterback himself. They probably know each other for some time.
Mm-hmm.
On April 7th, Brady was set to meet Leftwich at his house for the first time since signing his two-year, $50 million contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So he goes to the house, and he walks in the house with his duffel bag and just walks right through the front door. Doesn't knock on the door, doesn't ring the doorbell. He was in the wrong goddamn house.
Oh, really?
The guy whose house it was David Kramer, who lives next door to Leftwich, and their houses look very similar. He said, I was literally just sitting there, and I watched this tall guy walk into my house. He didn't even look at me. He just, like, dropped his duffel bag down on the floor, just kind of looked up at me, and I'll never forget the look on his face. He just goes, am I in the wrong house? Kramer said Brady was very apologetic, and he didn't blame him for the error. He was like, I'm so sorry. He grabbed his bag, and he's just gone. I don't think I've seen someone leave a house faster.
What do you do when your guy sitting there, and some guy walks in your house, and then it's Tom Brady? And you realize that it's Tom Brady.
I would shot Tom Brady.
That's what I'm saying. What if you realize too late?
Yeah.
Because Florida, gun laws, everyone's...
Yeah. Do you realize how miserable my life would be? Because I would have shot Tom Brady, and I would have been right.
Yeah. Oh.
And then now I'm just the guy who killed our quarterback.
Well, what is it? In the other guys, have you seen that, Mike?
No.
I think we talked about this last week. John, or what's his name? Wahlberg. He accidentally shot Derek Jeter
because
he was pulling tunnel duty.
Oh, yes. He shot Jeter. I remember that.
Yeah, and then he was called the Yankee Clippers.
Yeah.
What would you be called? Brady Clipper?
Brady Killer?
Brady.
What happened is that Leftwich, because they're practicing social distancing, he wasn't there, and he said, just go in, the door's open. He left them some material there, and he walked in, and this dude was just sitting there. I tried to get Gio to get the guy on the phone. I'd love to talk to him.
Crazy.
I mean, yeah. I have to tell you, if he walked in with a duffel bag and dropped it on the floor and looked at me, I don't know that I'd know that it was Tom Brady. I'd probably look at him going, I know this guy from somewhere.
Right.
But why is he in my house?
And or you'd be like, this guy looks like Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't be like, well, clearly Tom Brady's walking into my house.
I didn't expect the robber to be so handsome when I shot him.
Yeah.
Like Tom Brady shows up at my house. There's a chance we laugh it off and maybe take a selfie. Vita Vea shows up at my house. He's dead.
The 911 call. 911, what is your emergency? I just shot a very handsome intruder. He's very handsome.
Please tell Giselle not to be mad. I didn't do it on purpose.
I'm pretty sure I just shot Tom Brady.
I mean, this is so funny. This is so Tampa, too.
Do you offer him a cup of coffee or something?
The guy said, I'm so sorry, and he ran out of the house. I would have tried anything I could to keep him there.
I know,
I would have tackled him, tied him up, kept him in my basement, and be like, well, guess what I got now?
Coronavirus. You still want to hang out with Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. For sure, right?
I'd have been like, before you go, I'm clean. Can we get a little picture?
Yeah. Something.
I'm telling you right now, I have no leads on this. I don't know him. To my knowledge, I don't know anybody that's friends with him. But we're going to be best friends with Gronk. I just know it.
Think so?
Well, we're easily the coolest station in the morning.
Right.
Here. Not that he's a morning guy. The only other station that I would say, not saying better or worse, the only other station I would say on a level of coolness but a different area of coolness is Orlando. Right? I mean, look, Miguel and Holly, they do great. Danielle does great. They're all do great in the ratings on it. They're not cool, you know?
Mm.
Like, this is where he's going to want to go. Like, if we do a contest pretty face, fat ass, Gronk wants to judge that
Oh,
contest.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's why I feel like we're going to be
friends.
We're going to be, no, best friends. Best friends.
I have something for you. I know it's late in the show, but this just came to me, okay. And I have not listened to it yet. Joe, I sent it to you as well. Do you have it there? All right. Give a second.
Hey, Gio? A friend of mine who will remain anonymous just sent me that. Did you get that guy's phone number?
Not yet.
I have the phone number.
Okay.
Here, I'll write it down for you. Thank you, sir, who sent it to me.
Oh.
Not you.
Okay, don't show it yet.
Uh-huh. You know his name, Gio?
Yeah, he messaged me, but I'm not. I don't have the number yet.
You get the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe you don't want to just call him. There you go. All right. Tell him we just want a quick... what it was like for him to say it. All right, you have something for me, you say.
Yeah, well, for all of you guys, while we're waiting on that, I have some new music for you guys.
Well, God, oh, please, I don't know if please, anybody's please. Told you this, but I love new music. It's and not, by the way, I know what this is.
Yeah?
And I haven't heard it yet, so I'm very excited.
I have
excited.
Not heard it yet either. Yes. Joe, if you want to show up on Bone TV, this is new, Roland Mizell.
Yeah!
Now, what is the last one?
Selfies and likes are the newest of the...
This is called The Moon.
Oh. With the video.
And he says, I have a low voice, but sometimes I try and hit high notes.
Oh, whatever.
Baby.
Have you heard this yet?
No, I have
I'm
not.
So excited.
Here we go, Joe. Ready? 3, 2, 1. I just want to point out
what?
That lyric was the moon, sun, wind, and trees.
What?
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Sun, wind, trees.
Oh, that's it.
We should do like Nashville, where he just takes we take his music and we make it better.
Yeah.
Play it again. Let's sing it with him. We're doing great.
Here, I'll get into it a little
get
bit.
It. Go, just get to the moon, sun, wind, and trees, two parts, and let's do this again. We got to figure out who's at what harmony.
Okay, all right.
Here we go.
Wait, pause it. We got to figure out who's doing what, who's singing the highs, lows.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? You should probably go low.
I'll be a,
You want me to go,
No, you're pretty deep, too. Yeah. All right, ready? Let's just all practice by saying moon. Ready?
Moon. That's pretty good.
Yeah, Carmen's obviously going to be the high.
Yeah, hit it.
Right, let's you try want to go higher?
No, that was good.
Okay.
That was good. Let's just try moon again. You ready?
Moon.
No, somebody's off.
Somebody's off.
Ready?
Moon.
It's you. You're two.
You say go deep. You want me to go high?
I don't know.
Moon. You want me to go higher? Try it. Do that. Okay, I'll go above. Right, ready?
Yeah.
Moon.
That's off. It's way off.
You go first.
Everyone, gonna go high or low?
No, just try one.
Moon.
Yeah, it's him. He's running.
Why? How did? What
Watch,
did I
do?
Do
it.
Moon.
Nah, that was better.
Yeah.
Try it.
All right, ready? Here we go. Here we go with Roland.
Moon, sun, wind,
and trees.
We made a hit.
That was great.
Moon, Sun, Wind, and Trees is pretty good.
Listen, Roland made a hit.
No, Roland wrote a song. We made a hit. Made a hit. Tell me right now, you're not going to walk around the house singing Moon?
100%.
No.
Look at what Joe's doing.
Oh, we should Zoom with Roland.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter has written a couple of songs.
Yeah?
She'll write down, like, poetic lyrics. Like, literally, she'll just write them down. And then I'll take them and I'll sing them and make them a song. Last night, she wrote a Christmas song last night.
Really?
Yeah, I wish I could remember the words. It was, I got to think of it tomorrow. But the line, she thinks she's into heavy metal now. The line was, who's stomping on my roof, eating my meat? I think it's a song about reindeer.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and I don't know. This is more Roland, by the way, from the YouTube.
Violence in the streets and social decay. Greedy politician system corrupt. Our phones are smart, but education's a joke.
Moon and sun and wind and trees and moon and sun and wind and trees and
selfies and likes growing fake esteem like cows to the slaughter of the new disease.
And moon and sun and wind and trees and blah.
Oh, man.
Oof. Would you like to hear him do a cover of Skid Row, yeah. I Remember You?
With every ounce yes. of my heart, I would.
It looks like he's in his car.
Oh, yeah.
Joe, the acoustics are bad.
If you go to his YouTube page, you can find it on there. Here he is doing a little I Remember You by Skid Row. This is Roland Mizell. Hold on. Sorry.
No, that's gonna start. That's a very...
There's like no difference. It's all, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's not how that song
paint
goes.
A picture of the days gone by. That's what he's doing.
Right, and it's not right.
No, it's high.
When love is blind, you made me see. I still love to your eyes.
Oh, here it is.
So that I knew that you had for me.
Oh, he's killing it. That's no good.
Time after time. That's where that's at.
Oh, man. There you go.
Yeah. Moon and wind and sun and trees.
Look out to see the sound of pouring rain. When we whisper and I think of you.
That's the way it's on. It's on.
And all that seems to
kick it in. While you're sitting in your car. Oh, man. Roland don't know how to do that.
I don't like to listen to music on the way to work, which is interesting because you do it's a playlist on the way in.
Yeah.
I listen to news and, like, every time I listen to talk and then when it goes to commercial, I switch to more talk and more news and ingest as much as I can before the show. But this morning I got in my car and Cherry Pie was on from Warren.
Oh, nice.
Well, this is going to be a good day.
Yeah.
Pulled out of my driveway singing like it was 1996.
Ooh, Cherry Pie.
Me and...
No?
Yeah.
Everyone?
I mean, no, yeah. I don't like it, but the thought like of pie. You eating it naked made me very happy.
Whoa.
You don't like pie?
No.
Really?
Apple? No.
The only pie I like is like a chocolate silk pie, maybe. I just don't like the crust. Buddy.
Can we name different kinds of pies?
I love the crust.
Like okay. It?
Crust is the best part.
I love
the crust.
The razzle dazzle.
Oh, yeah. Marie Callender's. I know what you're talking about, Carmen. I got you
it
back.
It has all the different berries.
Razzle berry, baby.
I mean, I'll take a Bassano cheesecake over a pie any day.
Yeah, oh, yeah, 100%.
But I do enjoy pie.
My mom makes homemade pumpkin pie, and instead of normal pie crust, she uses graham cracker crust. It's so good.
The only thing worse than pie is pumpkin pie.
Oh, pumpkin pie is great.
Pumpkin pie is the most disgusting thing in the world.
I prefer sweet potato pie over pumpkin pie.
My family calls me the worst dessert getter ever.
Oh,
so one day, my father was over, and I said, I'm going to go to Publix to pick up some rolls. We're making hamburgers or whatever. And they were like, get some dessert. And I said, okay. So I went over to the bakery area, and then they got cupcakes and all that stuff. And
right.
Well, they had in the pie section, they had sweet potato pie and flan.
Okay.
Who doesn't love some flan?
Ew.
Love
flan. Dude, I brought it home, and they to this day, that had to be 10 years ago, to this day, they're like, don't let Michael get dessert. I'm like, sweet potato pie? We all like pumpkin pie, but it wasn't pumpkin pie season, but the sweet potato pie, delicious.
Yeah, delish.
And who doesn't love flan?
Who eats flan?
Oh, a lot of people.
Tons of Hispanics.
Flan to me, my son loves flan. Flan to me is like you made some sort of bread and then you left it in the fridge and knocked something over and it spilled on the bread. And then it's just cold and wet.
Oh,
it's
so good.
Flan is delicious. I love it.
Flan to me is like someone came up with a recipe. Like, you know how they do like the cakes and the mug and stuff like
that?
Right,
yeah.
Someone was like, here's an easy
overnight cake.
Yeah. Here's a way not to bake a cake.
Flan is delicious and
I love
sweet.
Flan. Yeah.
I don't know. I used to live in Miami, so I think I learned a love for all that stuff
and
when I was on
save your no flour, no sugar cakes for someone else.
That's true.
Yeah.
No flour. Why don't you just lick a chalk?
So it's just a cup of dirt? Yeah. That's what it is, a cup of dirt. Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, thanks.
Dirt.
You know what dessert's supposed to be?
Delicious.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a sweet end to the meal.
A sweet treat.
Yeah.
You don't like a rhubarb pie?
Remember that guy, the sweet treat guy?
Yeah.
He had a cooking show where the guy made desserts. Remember where the guy judged desserts? But he was bald and super gay. But he also was like a killer in the Israeli army. And he's like, now we make sweet treats. And I was like, what is this?
What
planet is this guy? Where I looked him up, and they're like, he was like a Green Beret in the Israeli army, responsible for like a bunch of murders.
Yeah.
Not murders, but kills. And then he's like, show me how this is dessert.
No, who was the other? Cupcake Boss?
It was the Cupcake Boss.
Cupcake Boss.
Yeah.
Cake Boss.
Yeah. Buddy?
Yeah. Which every episode was like, oh, our refrigerator's down. What are we going to do? We got to make cakes. We got a new one. I love you. That's why I love you, Ma. You got the free.
You are no sweet genius, buddy. You New Jersey hack.
Well, before Chopped, they had like the baking competition where they would like have to bake different treats, and then it would be four people, and they would eliminate them.
I still think Nailed It on Netflix is one of the best baking shows that there is right now.
What is that? Where a professional makes it, and then a home cook tries to make the same thing?
It is hilarious. Yeah, they bring in a professional chef or a professional baker, and he'll bake this extravagant thing, and then the four nobodies have to recreate it.
Yeah, but
it's the best watching them fail.
It's also like build a car. You're not going to be able to build a car if you don't know how to build a car.
The best is the people are always like, I have been baking for 13 years at home. I know how to do everything.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And then they go to make a cake and they forget the flour and the chef is like, what are they doing? I don't understand.
That makes it better that they're being like braggarts and doing that, because that's kind of like American Ninja Warrior where they're like, he's trained for 14 years. Yeah. He dyed his hair blue and he's helping kids raise money. He's in the water immediately. Immediately in the water, and his bone is sticking through his leg.
Yeah. When do you think Gronk's going to get here? Probably not. I mean, he's outside a lot. I saw him raking rocks the other day in front of his house.
Raking rocks?
He had a big pile of rocks, and him and his brother were like smoothing them out. You know, rakes.
Like a Zen garden?
Yeah, so I imagine he's staying there for a while, but...
There's no rush to come down
here. Yeah, there is. I want the championship.
The belt.
Mark my words. First time I see him, I'm gonna belly splash him.
Yeah. I'm ordering his referee shirts right now, all of us.
Yeah, we gotta have one at all times.
Yeah. I'm gonna give him a 5-finger frog splash.
What if you see him and you go put on your ref shirt and he starts running away from you?
That's how it should be. I'm coming, I'm getting that title. I'm going to hide in my garage and keep it for years.
I would love for you to run up and, like, you in Spanish or somewhere, Spanish puts on the referee shirt, you run up and you go, and he just catches you and slams you on the ground.
No one would love that more than me.
I'm the 24/7 champ.
No one would love that more than me.
Oh, God.
And you're like, I'm totally going to sneak up on Gadish right on your neck.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, that's going to be happening soon. So I'm just letting you know.
Look forward to it.
Yeah, it's going
to
be good.
Yeah. What makes you think one day him and Tom aren't working out and Gronk's laying on the bench and he's about to bench press and Tom jumps on top of him?
Bam.
Champ.
Champ.
You know what I'm saying? That's how it goes.
We can find the right house.
The neighbor. That's awesome. All right. We're done. Tomorrow is... What is tomorrow, Carmen?
I mean, if today's Thursday, I think that would make tomorrow like Saturday.
Wait a second. What? It's not Saturday. It's
Friday. Friday.
I'm filled with gas today.
Eric on Twitter said Brady is catching on quickly to how Florida Man works.
Yeah. he's trying to out Florida Man Gronk already. Yeah. Tomorrow is Friday. Anything on the show I need to know about?
Yes.
What?
We are doing our karaoke.
Coronavirus live. Karaoke.
Duet style.
Yes.
I'm very happy for that.
Yeah.
Haven't done any singing in a while.
Haven't done any singing in a while. Moon and the sun and the wind and the trees.
On to the slaughterhouse. What happened?
I think the song we picked is going to be good.
Yeah, I think so too. We'll
that was fine. A good choice.
Don't share it.
You guys did pick a song.
Don't share it with you morons.
Don't tell us. We believe you.
They're so insecure.
It was a good choice.
They're so insecure.
I like my original idea, but your idea was better.
Oh, that adds to it. So I believe you now that you guys discussed it.
Yeah. No, you're right. You've done this more
Although
times.
I respect your choice. Thank you. I'm always right.
Look at this. I'm gonna prove that Carmen and I. Carmen,
are we?
Write down one word what our song has to do with. Okay? Write down one word, and you're going to know. Immediately.
One word.
Ready? One, two, three. Show it.
Racism.
What'd you show? What'd yours say?
Fever.
Geo.
You're an idiot. Of course it has to do with fever.
Write down the first letter. Write down the first letter of our song.
I just saw you do that. I just saw you.
I didn't say a word to him. No. I swear on my children. Yeah. Did I whisper any words to you?
No.
I swear on my kids' lives.
You pointed.
I didn't point at anything. How do I what letter?
I won't look at you.
The letter I. It's not the letter I.
I.
What's the first letter of the song? I won't even show it to you. I'll show it to you.
What do you got? Nope.
What do you got?
You're right.
Yeah. You didn't right. know.
Oh, yeah, right. but it, I we're
that?
Right.
What is that letter?
You're wrong, though, because he started laughing because he knew he was wrong.
T?
Because he thought that he misread your hand signal.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I've never met bigger cheaters in my life.
Oh, you cheat on Jeopardy every night.
I do not.
I'm telling your wife.
I'm just smart.
I'm smart.
He gets three out of the whole thing and then gets Final Jeopardy every night. Figure it out.
Wait.
You're the worst.
You're the worst.
You're a cheater.
No.
Man.
You're saying things we're saying.
You're ugly. Both of you.
Whoa. Oh, bro.
Now we're just saying mean things.
That's just not true. Tomorrow, Gino and I will sing our T-word song.
Did you say Gino?
Gino. Oh, you don't know Gino?
Gino. Well,
it's a great T-word song.
T-word song.
Out of all the T-word songs, this is one of my favorites.
Tick-tock on the clock. Oh, now I'm giving it away.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Nothing to do with fever.
You know.
Tick-tock.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
That's a... Oh, Babu. I'm a fool. I'm an old, fat, stupid fool. That's why.
The amount of crumbs that just fell out of my bra is disturbing. Hashtag quarantine life. Hashtag send help.
Change
and Gio both change theirs up. I will start with Spanish on this one. Whose tweet is that?
That is Johnny B.
It's the Mike Caltas Show on 102.5 The Bone.
What's really going on in your life?
Let's shoot Uma in the vagina.
Mike, why are you doing this?
Cal, I have to go. Bushy, bushy, bushy.
Bye.
Bye.
Shoot that thing, fat baby.
Go smash your fruit in the hole.
I cried a little bit. You call me a monkey.
You're funny.
I love you, Spanish. Oh.
Check your panties.
Come down for moose soup after.
I don't even know. How do I make something funny? I don't even.
Can you hear that whistle?
Next time you lose, you lose.
Idiots.
Fatty McFatFat.
Mike!
Show daddy your mean face.
Ooh, so scared, chubby wubby.
Weirdo.
Genius!
What?